This station, in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration, brings you by transcription, This is Civil Defense.
This is the river, product of the heavens and of the earth, compounded of rain and snow, and at the source fed by the waters under the earth, the river. For the most part, the river is a friend to man, working with the sun, the air, and the soil to feed the sheep, the cattle, and the crops that sustain his life. The river is a highway, floating on its waters the busy ships of commerce. The river is power. It is heat and light as it turns the wheels of giant turbines to make electric energy. The river is all these and more. For the river, too, can be an enemy. Listen. The time is early spring. The place, 300 miles upriver from the city.
What do you think, Joe?
I think it's the worst ice jam I've seen on the river in 30 years, and I think it's due to break up soon.
Yeah, I suppose we better flash a warning. You know, it looks like a million tons of water backed up by this ice are going to be let loose all at once.
Yeah, listen to that.
You know, times like this, I'm sure glad I don't live downriver in the city.
I only hope they're prepared.
How can you be prepared to fight a rolling wall of water? What can you do when a river strikes in fury? How can you deal with people who live in peace beside a friendly river and who believe that war can happen in Asia, famines and floods can come to India, but who refuse to believe that disaster can strike them? What can you do? How many are going to lose their lives in this titanic battle with the river?
Civil Defense, I'll connect you. Civil Defense, the line's busy, will you wait? Civil Defense, one moment, I'll connect you.
Yes, I've alerted the whole Civil Defense organization. It's going to be tough, all right. We'd better give top priority to filling sandbags, build up the levees, get set for full mobilization, use Plan D. Let's get the command operation going right away. Sure, I'll give you a call in an hour.
Plan D to fight the river. Let's see what that means.
Sorry, I won't be home to supper right now. I'm on Civil Defense fire guard duty.
Hello. Hello, Red Cross? Yes. I'm ready. I'll be down there in 10 minutes.
Motor Carriers Association calling trailer unit 122. Come in, 122.
122, over.
Go at once to evacuate furniture and household goods from farm 6 miles due west of highway.
Now, here's the plan. We in Civil Defense have been preparing for months for what to do in case of disaster, whether caused by nature or enemy attack. We have the cooperation of other organizations in this area. Remember, we evacuate people first, then livestock, then personal possessions. Civil Defense Auxiliary Police and Fire Squads will work directly with the regular police and fire departments. You have a list of radio phone operators and amateur transmitters. Here's the map showing the location of every emergency Red Cross welfare center for feeding and housing refugees. In a way, this is...
How ready was the city? What would be the death toll when the river went back in its banks? Would there be panic, plague and diseases from polluted water, complete loss of crops and livestock, the bodies of men, women and children drifting in the surging flood?
I'm afraid we waited too long to move out, Mother.
I never thought it could happen to us.
The water's rising fast. Maybe we should go out onto the roof.
They said the river was coming, but somehow I never believed it. Look, there goes our barn.
The house may be next, and that means we'll go with it.
Oh, surely they'll send somebody. They must have boats already.
All we can do is wait, Mother. Wait and pray.
Not just barns and bridges and factories, railroads to be saved from the surging waters, but people, human beings, you and me,
How many lives would the river take? Around their radio sets, other people in all parts of the country listen to the news. Listen, for instance, to CBS News reporter Ed Murrow, who gave an eyewitness story of the flood.
At 5:30 this morning, we stood on the bridge over the river. It sort of strummed in an off-note key as the steel stood against the drive of the water. The bridge shivered and moaned softly. And when the crest came, we didn't know it. Now that there has come a respite, there has been time to look a little at how this battle was fought. Most of the people who fought it are nameless. Some of them just waited for the emergency that didn't come. And as in war, the waiting is the hard time. For 2 days, almost everyone I have talked to has said the key to this whole business, the reason we raised 13 miles of levees 3 feet in 6 days, the reason we evacuated the people so smoothly, the reason there was no declaration of martial law, the reason for almost everything came back to the Civil Defense Organization. I think it may be the real story of this struggle.
What is this civil defense? Let's ask some of the workers. How about you, for instance?
Me? Well, I'm from the Red Cross. We're trying to feed and clothe those poor people who lost everything they had when the waters came.
And you there at your desk. Where do you fit into civil defense?
I'm an executive of a construction company. Our whole firm is enrolled in civil defense. All our equipment and all our manpower has been thrown into this fight against the river. Bulldozers, trucks, earth-moving apparatus, and the crews to operate them. People who know their equipment. Excuse me, that's an emergency call. The river's about to break through in a couple of new places.
And again to Edward R. Murrow, who looked and reported.
The civil defense people here didn't just make plans to deal with a bombing attack. They trained 4 battalions of auxiliary firemen. They told people how to put out little fires before they become big ones. They trained 400 auxiliary police. Minimum training period, 40 hours. Those are the men who have been handling traffic. The established police force couldn't have done it.
Will he be all right, Doctor?
Oh. Yes, he'll live, thanks to your first aid work before I could get here by boat.
Civil defense tried to train at least one person in each home in the matter of first aid. And the safety record in this incredible operation is magnificent. Trucks loaded with gravel and sand, highballing through narrow streets day and night. Heavy dirt, moving in heavy equipment, slithering in the mud. And so far, not a single fatal accident.
Not a single fatal accident. And the waters rose.
Do you hear anything yet? It's too dark to see.
Not yet, Mother.
Won't they ever come? It's been hours.
Stretch out here on the roof, Mother, and let me put a blanket over you.
I'm so afraid. I can feel the house shaking.
It's a good house. I laid that foundation myself.
John, I'm so hot. I'm burning up. Oh, why don't they come?
Heroes in civil defense, men and women who never before in their lives had faced danger and death, who had lived humdrum lives, joining civil defense because they were needed and asked, but who thought real action was far off. People like this one.
We might as well give up. The current's too strong.
Oh, we can't give up now. If you'll hold the boat steady with the oars, I'll dive in and rescue them.
Bill, you're crazy. You'll never make it.
Oh, yes, I will. Here I go. Hey, can you pull over this way?
I'm trying.
Okay, here's the first one. Easy, I think her leg's broken.
Easy does it. Now for the kid.
Okay, here's the kid. Good. Well, look what I found. Come on, fella. Into the boat with you. Here I come. How are the others?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, mother and kid are okay.
Yes, human beings risk their lives to rescue other people. And livestock, household pets too, when they could. And the battle went on, directed by civil defense, with an army of people belonging to all walks of life, to all sorts of cooperating organizations. The battle was being won slowly. How? Planning did it. Ed Murrow knew when he broadcast these words.
When the flood started, the authorities said, first of all, we ought to make a list of all the heavy equipment, all the trucks, bulldozers, and all the rest. And the civil defense authorities just reached into their files and said, all right, if you want it, here it is. All ready for you. We made it up months ago. We know exactly where every truck, bulldozer, every drag line, every piece of heavy equipment is to be found. And when men were wanted, civil defense had both the plan and the leaders. They hadn't recruited a lot of people and then given them nothing to do. But they had the equivalent of the staff, company, and even squad leaders. And that had all been established.
Oh.
Are you all right, Mother?
It's so dark.
How's the fever?
First the chills and then the burning. Oh, why don't they come?
I don't know. I've been praying, Mother.
Water.
You can't drink it. It's full of disease.
Millions of gallons of water right up here to our roof, and you can't drink it. John.
Yes?
If I die, will you...
Don't say that, Mother.
Oh, I'm so sick.
Help will come. It has to come. Maybe I can swim and bring help.
Oh, no, you'd be drowned.
I can't let you suffer.
John, there's a light.
Where?
Over there. It's a boat. Call to them.
Help! Help! Over here! Over this way!
Hello! Flash a light!
I haven't a light. Right this way, over here.
Well, we'll have you off in a jiffy.
Do you hear, Mother? The Lord has answered our prayers.
Yes, that was the river. That was the city, and those were its people. And this is civil defense. As Ed Murrow tells us...
More special passes are needed, so a printer gets out of bed at 4 a.m. and prints them. Some billy clubs are needed, so a man opens his shop and turns them out on a lathe. The other day, they were filling sandbags at the rate of 10,000 an hour. It was decided they required 15,000 an hour, so they just up and filled 15,000 an hour on a 24-hour basis.
And who knows whether this year or the next, there may be an enemy attack, or another river, another city, or another kind of war. For your services as a civil defense volunteer may save your own life, or the lives of the ones you love.
This one episode in a long line of civil defense services in natural disasters is based on the actual sequences occurring during the Missouri River floods of April 1952 in the Omaha, Nebraska vicinity. This is Civil Defense, brought to you by the Federal Civil Defense Administration, is written and directed by Jack Weir Lewis, and is produced and transcribed by the Rocky Mountain Radio Council.